Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for My Lowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey everyone, I'm Larry Parker. Before I continue with my story, please like and subscribe to hear more about how I dealt with toxic people in my life. I'm 23, working as a junior accountant at Morrison & Partners, and what I'm about to tell you changed my life forever. Life hasn't been the same since Mom passed away 2 years ago. The house feels empty without her laughter. And Dad?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Well, Dad's changed. Just yesterday during dinner, I could barely touch my food while he went on about his business success. You need to toughen up, son. Your mother's been gone for 2 years. I've moved on. Why can't you? It's not that simple, Dad. There's no such thing as depression in our family. It's all in your head. You just need to man up. That's my father, Richard Parker, successful businessman and emotional brick wall. He remarried 6 months ago to Teresa, who's currently sitting there with that fake concerned look she always gives me. Richard, honey, I'm worried about Larry. He seems so distant lately. Yeah, right. More like she's worried I might interrupt her plans to completely take over the house. I see how she looks at me when Dad's not around. My phone buzzes. It's Sarah, my sister, calling from Boston. Hey, Squirt, how are you holding up? Same old, Dad's still Dad. Have you told him about seeing Dr. Peterson? Are you kidding? He'd flip if he knew I was seeing a therapist. Thank God for Sarah. She's the one who helped me find Dr. Peterson after I couldn't sleep for weeks straight. The antidepressants are helping, but...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Keeping them hidden is a whole other challenge. Later at work, I'm sorting through financial reports when Mike, my partner in work, stops by my cubicle. "Dude, you look like hell. Rough night? When isn't it? Teresa was reorganizing my room again yesterday while I was at work. Jennifer, Mike's girlfriend from HR, joins us during lunch break. Larry, you can't keep living like this. Why don't you move out? And prove Dad right that I can't handle life? Besides, apartment prices are insane right now." I pull out my antidepressants discreetly in the office bathroom. Dr. Peterson's words from our last session echo in my head. "Larry, your mental health is not a weakness, but keeping it bottled up from your family might be holding back your recovery." "My dad thinks therapy is for weak people, Dr. Peterson. You don't know him." I tuck the pills back into my jacket pocket, making sure the label isn't visible. Back at home, I hear Teresa talking to Dad in their bedroom. "I'm just concerned about him, Richard. He's not the same boy anymore." If she only knew how much harder she's making everything. But I'm surviving, one day at a time. Between Dad's constant judgment, Teresa's suspicious glares, and this suffocating secret about my depression, I'm just trying to keep my head above water. At least I have Sarah, Mike, and Jennifer in my corner. Sometimes that's all you need. Just a few good people who understand. I first noticed something was wrong when I got home from work last Tuesday. My prescription bottle had been moved slightly on my dresser, not where I'd left it. Living with Teresa meant always being hyper aware of these little things. "Oh, Larry, I was just tidying up your room a bit," she called from downstairs, her voice sickly sweet. "I'd prefer if you didn't go through my personal space. Don't take that tone with me. I'm just trying to help keep this house in order." Later that night, I overheard her talking to Dad in their bedroom. "Richard, I found something concerning in Larry's room today. Some pills. I'm worried he might be involved in something dangerous." "What kind of pills?" "I'm not sure, but with how he's been acting lately..." The next morning, I noticed $40 missing from my wallet. When I confronted Teresa, she played dumb. "Missing money? Maybe you spent it and forgot. You have been quite distracted lately." Things got worse when Kyle, my dad's business partner's son, started showing up more often. He'd always give me this smug look. "Yo, Larry, didn't expect to see you here. Thought you'd be out partying like last weekend." "What are you talking about? I was home all weekend." "Really? Could have sworn I saw you at the Red Room, completely wasted." My phone rang. It was Sarah. "What the hell is going on, Larry? Dad just called me ranting about you having a drug problem?" "What? That's insane. Where is he getting this from?" "He mentioned Teresa found something in your room." "At work?" I couldn't focus. Numbers blurred together on my screen. "Dude, you just put the Johnson account numbers in the wrong column again," Mike pointed out. "Sorry, everything's falling apart at home." That evening, I found empty beer bottles in my trash can, bottles I never bought or drank. "Dad, I swear those aren't mine." "Then explain why Kyle saw you stumbling out of a bar last weekend." "He's lying. I haven't been to any bars." Teresa stood in the corner, playing the concerned stepmother perfectly. "Richard, maybe we should consider getting him some professional help." I checked my dresser drawer. My passport was missing. So was the emergency cash I'd hidden. "Looking for something?" Teresa smiled innocently when I walked downstairs. "Where are my things? Your father and I are just trying to protect you from yourself." My phone buzzed with a text from Sarah. "Dad's been calling me nonstop about you. Says you're spiraling out of control. What's really going on?" I replied, "Teresa's setting me up. She's trying to turn Dad against me." But by then, the damage was done. Every time I walked into a room, conversations would stop. Dad started looking at me with disappointment instead of just his usual judgment. Kyle spread more lies about seeing me strung out at parties. My antidepressants weren't just pills anymore. They'd become Teresa's smoking gun in a war I never wanted to fight. I was working late at the office that night, trying to catch up on all the work I'd been messing up. The text from Teresa made my blood run cold. "Your father found something interesting in your room. You better come home now." Walking through the front door, I found Dad standing in the living room, face red with rage, holding a small bag of white powder. "What the hell is this? What is this? I've never seen that before." "Don't lie to me. Teresa found it hidden with your pills." "Dad, those pills are prescribed. They're antidepressants. I've been seeing a therapist." "A therapist? So you've been lying about that too?" Kyle stepped out from the kitchen, that smug look on his face. "Mr. Parker, I didn't want to say anything before, but I've seen him buying stuff like this behind Murphy's bar." "That's a complete lie." Teresa put her hand on Dad's shoulder, playing the concerned wife perfectly. "Richard, I found these, too." She pulled out more bags of powder from her pocket. "They were under his mattress." "Those aren't mine. She's setting me up." Dad grabbed my arm hard enough to leave bruises. "Get out of my house. Dad, please, just let me explain." "Explain? You're just like your junkie cousin Tommy. I won't have another addict in this family." He stormed upstairs and started throwing my clothes out the window. My books, my laptop, everything I owned started raining down onto the front lawn. "Dad, stop! Those pills are prescribed by Dr. Peterson. Call him!" "Your father doesn't need to call anyone," Teresa interrupted. "We have all the evidence we need." "I don't want to see your face again. You're no son of mine." Standing on the lawn, watching Dad throw the last of my belongings out the window, I called Mike. "Bro, I need help. Like, right now." 20 minutes later, Mike and Jennifer pulled up in their beat-up Honda. "Holy shit," Jennifer whispered, looking at my stuff scattered everywhere. We loaded everything we could fit into their car. As we were finishing, Dr. Peterson called me back. "Larry, I've documented all your sessions and prescriptions. We have proof that..." "It doesn't matter anymore, Doc. He wouldn't believe you anyway." Teresa watched from the upstairs window as we drove away, a slight smile on her face. "You can stay with us as long as you need," Jennifer said as we drove to their apartment. "We've got a pull-out couch with your name on it," Mike added. That night, lying on their lumpy couch, I got one last text from Teresa. "It's better this way. He needs a fresh start without you dragging him down." I blocked her number and turned off my phone. Tomorrow I'd get the documentation from Dr. Peterson, but tonight, I just needed to breathe. 3 months after getting kicked out, I was going over quarterly reports at my desk when Sarah burst into my office. "You won't believe what I found. Teresa's done this before. 3 times. "What are you talking about?" "I had our firm run a background check. She's been married 4 times, Larry. Each time she isolated her husband from his family, then drained his accounts." A week later, Kyle showed up at Mike's apartment, looking like he hadn't slept in days. "I need to come clean about something. Teresa, she paid me to lie about seeing you at bars." "Why are you telling me this now?" "Because she's been stealing from your dad's company. I saw the transfers, man. She's gonna bankrupt him." I focused on my work, throwing myself into every project. The promotion to senior accountant came with a nice raise, enough to finally get my own place. Then the news hit like a bombshell. "Local businessman Richard Parker files for bankruptcy. Wife accused of massive fraud." Sarah called me immediately. "Turn on the news. Teresa's being arrested. They found evidence of embezzlement going back months. And get this, she's wanted in 2 other states for the same thing." I watched the footage of Teresa being led out of Dad's office in handcuffs. Kyle lost his job after his father discovered his role in Teresa's schemes. Karma's a funny thing. Dad tried reaching out a week later. "Son, I was wrong. About everything. Can we talk?" "There's nothing to talk about. You chose her over me. You threw me out without even listening." "I know. I'm sorry. I should have..." "Save it. I'm doing better without you." And I was. The company promoted me to head the new audit department. Ironically, specializing in fraud detection. My phone buzzes, another text from Dad. I delete it without reading it. You know what's funny? Looking around at my real family. She tried to destroy me by exposing my antidepressants, but dealing with her showed me I'm stronger than I thought. Sometimes karma does the heavy lifting for you, but me, I'm exactly where I need to be, surrounded by people who actually care. Some might say I should forgive Dad, but sometimes the best revenge is living well and letting toxic people face the consequences of their own actions. What would you do if you were in my shoes? Would you give your father a second chance after he chose his manipulative wife over you, threw you out without even listening to your side, and only tried to reconcile after her crimes were exposed? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Your experiences might help others facing similar situations with toxic family members. If this story resonated with you, hit that like button and subscribe for more real stories about overcoming toxic relationships and finding your true strength. Sometimes the family we choose is stronger than the family we're born into. This story has ended, but your support helps me share more stories of survival and justice served. See you in the next video.